on the beginning of Lech Lecha, where Hashem promises Avraham Avinu that he'll, if he leaves, he'll make him a goy godol, vavorecho, vagadlo, shmecho, veheye brocho. Different explanations as to what this veheye brocho is. Sounds from the Sipurnu that he said, Birchas Hashem hi, sounds like Sheyismach Hashem b'ma'asov. Sounds like this is a brocha to Hashem, some type of a tefillah or something that Hashem should be the beneficiary of this brocha. And what is that? Sheyismach Hashem b'ma'asov. That what brocha can you give Hashem that He should rejoice in His creation? He made this whole creation. Made it for a purpose, I guess, that with the fulfillment of the purpose of His creation, then He'll be able to rejoice b'masov in those that He created. Like the Gemara, in Brochas Dav Zayin Omen Aleph, where it seems the Malach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is saying, give me a brocha. And there's a whole nusach there, Shigoilu, Rachamecho, Almidoisecho, but basically that's what it amounts to over there, that the your Rachamim should overpower any kas or any other midas considerations that you have, and to be able to respond appropriately and in a beneficial way to Klal Yisrael and to their requests and to their needs. Omar Im Kain. It says, if that's the case, then it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a brocho. That the brocho to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the result of, or which is included in this Yigolu Rachamecho, that his Rachamim should overpower the Midas, and he should favor Klal Yisrael with further and further brocha and achievement, which will lead to this. He says, it's Kemoi Sha'omru, Sheyismach Hashem b'ma'asav. Hashem will see his creation, and his creation, his purpose of creation is fulfilled, and the Klal Yisrael, despite the mistakes that they made, Hashem overwhelms his kas or whatever the midah is, and with rachamim, and grants them their continued success and their brocha and atzloch and everything. So it's coming out, he says, that the brocha to Hashem is ultimately b'mashatis b'inein v'tikne shleimus, that you're going to focus and acquire shleimus, v'tilma das esom, and teach das to people, and teach the mitzvahs of Hashem, the message of Hashem, the purpose of creation to people. So this is what is ultimately going to bring the ultimate hanor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems that if the definition, it's all one definition here. It's a one each thing. It's an equation like. So it seems if a person wants to focus on appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bringing him simcha in the fulfillment of his creation. The methodology, of course, is that he gives us the opportunity to continue to do it, and he has rachmonis on us and doesn't hold our mistakes against us. But the ultimate that's going to bring about this sheyismach Hashem b'masov is that we're going to be misboinein v'tikne shleimus v'tilma das esom. So it seems here that this really capsulizes the ultimate of what our tachlis is in this world. And what that tachlis seems to be, that which is going to bring Hashem to rejoice in having fulfilled the purpose of why He created us, is shetis boinein, its focus. First it's learning Musa. Without his boinenus, without paying attention, nothing is going to happen. If a person is not misbeinin in himself, he doesn't see what am I supposed to be doing and where am I holding? How do I measure up with what my goals are, with what my purpose is, with what is expected of me? And if without that introspection, then doesn't happen. And through that introspection, a person is koine shleimus. He's constantly acquiring ever higher levels of human perfection because he's focused on his shortcomings and he's focused on what he's supposed to be doing, and he works to change for the better and uproot the negative and reinforce the positive. And eventually, more and more, he's zeichet to shleimus. But it seems that besides that personal shleimus, maybe as an adjunct to it, maybe as the only way to achieve that personal shleimus, but there's another piece to it also, and that's v'tilma das esa'om. It seems that if a person engages in these two things, then imamish, he brings this simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my purpose of creation has been achieved. I have people in this creation who are constantly focused on improving themselves and achieving greater and greater shleimus. And in addition, whether that's part of it or a separate piece, but in addition, they're teaching Das Esa'om. They're looking not only on their own personal shleimus, but they're looking to bring shleimus to everybody else. So what it really amounts to is that the avoida, the brocha that we, if there's such a thing as giving a brocha to Hashem, that sheyismach Hashem b'masov, that brocha really is that there should be a world of people who are constantly focused, looking to achieve shleimus, and constantly equally concerned with the shleimus of others. That til madas esa'om seems to be a critical part of that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's it. The people that I, the world that I created is fulfilling its purpose. It's working to its own shleimus, and it's working to achieve and to inspire and to affect and to influence das esa'om. And memela, people will learn and they also grow, and they'll grow in their own shleimus, and my purpose of creation will be fulfilled, which is sheyismach Hashem b'masov. How do we go about this process, especially the process of etil madas esha'om? So shetisbeini v'tikne shleimus, that's basic musar. Person has to spend time with cheshbon hanefesh. He has to have a picture of where he's supposed to be in life. He has to constantly evaluate to see, am I achieving my goals? Am I getting there? Am I far away? How far away? What can I do to change? What can I do to improve? What midah can I work on to correct, to substitute, to? And it's a constant process. But v'til madas esa'om, so I noticed in Hilchas Talmud Torah, there are a couple of gedorim when it comes to teaching, which I think are very significant. So look what he says here in Yud Beis. Kishem she'talmidim chayovin b'chvoid horav. Talmidim are mechuyev to give kovod to the Rebbe. That goes without saying. But just as they are mechuyev, kach horov tzorich lechabed es talmidov ulekorvan. So too the Rav is mechuyev to be mechabed his talmidim and to be makar of them. Just as they are mechuyev to give kovod to the Rav, he's mechuyev to be mechabed them and to be makar of them. I don't know if that means the Rav has to stand up when the Talmidim walk into the room. That it doesn't seem to be that's the hilchus of a Talmud, although it is of a Rav. But it seems that there also has to be this basic sense of kovod, of respect for him, who he is, what he is, I guess respect in every aspect of his being, and to be makar of him. So first of all, b'chlal, people that think that if you're teaching in a yeshiva that you're not involved in kiruv, seems they're missing the basics of hilchus malamdus, that everybody needs kiruv, everyone needs to be drawn closer. If the Rav represents the Torah, if the Rav represents the Mesoira, if the Rav represents the Das, Kel Elyon, and whatever level and whatever measure that he does, then he has to not only respect it. Without respecting them, they're not going to, it's not going to work, they're not going to respond properly, but he has to also be mekar of them, because he wants to bring them closer and closer to his mesira, to his way of thinking, to what he learned, to what he's teaching, and of course to be mekar of them, ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Kach omur chachomim, yehi kevoi talmid chachovim olecha kishaloch. Oh, that's one thing, because it says it should be as precious to you as shaloch. Now this is a powerful statement. How concerned are we for our own COVID? Well, we're concerned in every aspect of our own COVID. We have multiple concerns. There isn't like, oh, I'm only concerned about one aspect, only about my clothing, but not about my feelings, but not about my the way I'm treated. But now we're concerned with everything. Choviv, as precious to you as your own COVID. That's one thing. V'tzorich odom lizoer mitalmidov. What's that word? Uloyavom. Shehe, oh, and to love them, to be zoyer with them, and to love them. Sheheim habonim, sheheim habonim, hamevi, hamahanim, lo'olam hazeh, lo'olam habo. These are his children that give him this hanor in this world and the next. This is what it's all about. These are his children. This is his ticket to a good life in this world, and to a good life in Olam Haba, and therefore a person has to be very careful to be zohir in everything with his talmidim, in their kovid, in lekarvom, in to love them, and besides everything else, this is your future depends on it. Your hatzlocha depends on it. Your hanoi in this world and in Olam Haba depends on your talmidim. They're your ticket to the ultimate good. That's one halacha. Yud Gimel. V'atalmidim Maisifin. Can't read this, I'm sorry. What? Oh, V'atalmidim Maisifin Chochmas Harav Umarchivin Liboy. The Talmidim add to the Chochma of the Rav and they broaden his heart. Omru Chachomim Harbe Chochma Lamadati Me Rabbo Yisai. Says, I learned a lot from my Rebbeim and more from my Chaverim, my Chavrusas, but mi Talmida Yoyser Mikulam. Ukeshem she eats cotton madlik es hagodl, just like a little twig with fire can light a big fire, a forest fire. Kach Talmid cotton. Mechadeid harav, he sharpens the rav ad shehoy ad sher yoitz ad she yoitzi mimenu b'shei loisov chochma mefueres. He's mechadeid the rav, he sharpens the rav to the extent that he brings forth a glorious, a most beautiful chochma from the rav because of this the questions that he has. So there's a number of things I think that are very important here to point out. First of all, it sounds like that even though a person learns mechaverai, he learns with a chavrusa, and chavrusa is, there's discussion back and forth, but yet, it seems mitalmidai is more. And the Rambam clearly says it's not mitalmidai is more because he stands up, it's too late, thank you. it's not mitalmidai is more because he stands up and he gives a lecture, you know, from the podium, and because he has to prepare the lecture, and he has so many talmidim, and he's working so hard to make sure that it comes out well. That's not what it says, because he says they're mechade de rav b'sheiloisov, with the questions. It's the give and take. It's the interaction that makes a difference. But then the question seems. If the Rambam's talking about individuals, he says Talmid, one Talmid, he says Ukeshem she'eitz cotton, kach Talmid cotton mechadid es Rav. One small little Talmid is going to be mechadid the Rav b'sheiloisov. So he has as many sheiloisov as the Chavrusa has. He learns the Chavrusa. The Chavrusa also has questions. In fact, maybe the Chavrusa could ask better questions than the Talmid. And so if you'd say it's the massive amount of Talmidim, so I'll say, you know why I get more from my Talmidim? Because I have one Chavrusa who asks me a lot of questions, and I have 100 Talmidim who ask me hundreds of questions, so Mamela, that's Mechadid more. It doesn't sound like, from the Lashon of the Rambam, that that's what he's talking about. It doesn't sound like he says, because there's one Talmid Koten, Sheyotzi Mimenu B'Shei Loisov Chochma V'Fuora. So it seems that it's not the question alone. Number one, it's the question. It's certainly not the lecture. It's certainly not the preparation for the lecture. It's certainly not the hechruch of the embarrassment that I would have if my lecture doesn't come out appropriately. It's b'shei loisov. It's the give and take. It's the interactive learning that brings out the best in the Rav. If the Rav wishes to grow, if the Rav wishes to reach higher levels of chokhmah, if he wishes to reach, as the Rambam's Lashon was, to be meisiv chokhmah and to be marchiv liboy, to broaden his heart, his whole emotional approach, is going to be expanded, then the way to that is definitely through the interactive learning. Without the interactive learning, that's not going to happen. But it sounds like even though he would have one Talmud versus to one Chavrusa, that one Talmud is going to be able to bring out more. And it sounds like that Talmud is a Talmud cotton. So a Chavrusa, a Chavrusa cotton, it doesn't say. Could be a Chavrusa is on his level, and they're learning together. But the Talmud cotton has the ability through his questions to mamish be moisiv chochma, marchiv daitoy, and yoytzmi menu chochma mefuwara. It sounds like, first of all, he's moisiv chochma, and he's marchiv daitoy liboy, which means he's doing something inside. And through the questions, the inside is changing, and then the outside is pouring forth this great chokhmah, all because of this shaylas of one Talmud, as opposed to one Chavrusa. It sounds like there's a certain benefit of a Talmidim, because it's dafka, because I don't know exactly. It's because it's achrayus to explain, because he feels responsible. This is my Talmud. It could be because it certainly has to do, I'm sure, with the respect and the love and the relationship that he has. But it may also have to do with the fact that he's a Talmud cotton. It's not threatening. It's not like a, you know, chavrusas, two people are arguing and this and sometimes the ego gets involved, and there's some type of an equality there, and therefore I have to be equal to you, and I can't be outdone by you. With a Talmud, it would seem a Talmud cotton takes this like it's like a little twig, and light a fire, a tremendous fire. Why? This is a Talmud cotton. He's not threatening. It's not. Whatever it is, I don't know exactly. But the dynamic of a Rebbe Talmud relationship can be the greatest accomplishment for a Rebbe. I know over the years you notice people that I'm thinking of one individual who, many, many years ago, made a decision different from a lot of people in his generation that he's going to make sure to sit and learn. He worked, he has his job, whatever, and then he's able to sit and learn. He sat and learned for many years and accomplished a lot and finished a lot, but didn't have Talmidim. And it's a whole different story. You'd have a great Chavrusa, you know. Yoyse me Chavera, I learned more from my Chavrusa than I learned from my Rebbeim. But me Talmida Yoyse me Kulam, even that one Talmud. They tell the story, I don't know if it's relevant to this or not, but the Rashiv used to tell the story about a certain Godel who was a genius and not shaykh what he was able to do and say and know and this, but he was krum. His mind was completely crooked. And that was really his advantage, because anytime anyone would ask a question on him, he'd be able to answer. The only problem would be his answers would be crooked. They're always like, you know, something that you just couldn't really say, but they couldn't dispute him. It was just krum in svara. And they tried gedolim, and everybody came and talked to him and this and nothing. Brilliant, knew everything, but krum, just, you know, crooked. Finally, somebody came up with an idea. They got a little kid, a Balkishrin, and they said, you learn with him. And this little kid was not threatening. It wasn't a peer. It wasn't a friend. It wasn't someone on an equal level. And the guy started to say, and the kid started to straighten him out. And all of a sudden, he was able to listen. And the end result, they say, was he became mamish, one of the Gedolei Hador. And this little kid was able to transpose and transform and straighten out all of that krumkeit. So I guess the upshot of everything here, I think, that there seems to be a very, in addition to personal shleimus, there seems to be a very critical mission in life, a mission that accomplishes sheyismach Hashem b'maasov, that's to teach Das Es Ha'om. And not only is that the source of, I guess, the ultimate brocha, the ultimate joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has people who are not only concerned with their own shleimus, but are teaching others to bring them to shleimus, which is the purpose of the entire creation, that everybody should come to shleimus, Hashem should be able to be mahana us, and to do chesed, and to be meitiv, which is olam chesed yibone. But it seems that on a very personal and selfish level, that if a Rebbe deals with a Talmud, and I assume it doesn't clearly indicate, but I assume it has to be with the halochas of respect and love and mikarvon and all of that that the Rambam indicated there, but then there's the opportunity for himself personally. Not only is he going to be engaged in bringing other people to shleimus, but he's going to be mashlim his own shleimus. And this little Talmud, and sometimes, you know, some people, a little Talmud, they say, what's it, one Talmud, what am I, you know, has nothing to do with this, but I just remembered when the Rosh Hashiva came the first time with the Yeshiva to Eretz Yisrael, so he went to visit, he had a close relationship with his father, was friendly with his father, with Reb Lazy Yudel Finkel, the old Mira Rosh Hashiva. And so he came to replace Yudel, and he told him, he says, you know, I just came with my yeshiva, but I came with only 30 Talmidim. So replace Yudel is b'chlal a bal hatova, you know, very, very, like, love to give and make people feel good. But he says, only 30 Talmidim? He says, I have a few hundred bochurim in the yeshiva, and I don't have 30 Talmidim. So, you know, there's tnoyim to become a Talmud. But that Talmud could not only be the fulfillment of the purpose of creation and the Yismach Hashem b'maasav, which in itself is something, if we can make Hashem rejoice, if we could pay back on some level, it's not shaykh what that is, Achkoras HaToyv, to be able to pay the Rebbeinu Shalalem for all the HaTovah that he gives us, that he should rejoice a little bit with the personal Shleimus and the Lamed Dases Ha'om, but it's a very selfish thing too. If a person wants to grow, it can be Meisiv Chochma, the Talmud Koton, maybe a young grade, maybe a young age, maybe all levels, I don't know what that means. And it could be Marchiv Liboy, which is what we ask for every day, and it could be Meitzi Mimenu Chochma Mefuora, Mamish, glorious wisdom can be brought forth from within him because of the fact that he has this Talmud Koton.